This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Despite the chilly weather today, this has actually been one of the warmest winters on record, and it's impacting snowpack, which is currently at a record low for this time of year. That could mean bad downstream impacts when it's time for that snow to melt this spring. Already, major river basins are running much lower than normal. Peter Goebel is the assistant state climatologist with the Colorado Climate Center. He says we're unlikely to get much relief soon.
These kinds of deficits just become difficult to make up at this point. Depending on the degree of the water supply deficit, there could be municipal or agricultural impact.
Goebel says this dry winter is also likely to make summer fire season more extreme. The mayor of a small town surrounded by the Telluride ski resort has resigned over controversy with the resort. Mountain Village Mayor Marty Prochaska said she decided to leave after the town requested an investigation into her conversations with Telluride's owner. Prochaska said that she was trying to help find solutions when she organized a group of investors to buy control of the resort, but the town council was not aware of her plan. After Chuck Horning, the owner, apparently considered the deal, the resort now says it is not for sale. The annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade will result in some closures on Colfax in Denver later today. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
The parade will start at City Park at 10 a.m. at the MLK statue. After a round of speeches at the memorial, organizers plan to walk along Colfax Avenue to the Capitol. Motorists are urged to avoid the area. Parade is a term unique to Denver. It's a combination of march and parade. Former State Rep. Wilma Webb coined parade as a way to celebrate past civil rights achievements while acknowledging that more work needs to be done. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. It's 7:06.